Please announce your full name first. Be sure to speak clearly. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Meeting logistics. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. Public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@crescentvalley2.org. Public may also provide comments during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School's website. I will call this meeting to order for Crescent Valley Public Charter School 2 regular board meeting, operated by Desert Sands Public Charter Incorporated, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026, at 5 p.m. to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Ruth Newell.
Here.
Marla Smith.
Here.
Dana Clark. James Lott.
Here.
They're all present and accounted for and do have a quorum for today's meeting. Learning Center's roll call.
Thank you, Board President. This is Jillian Rojas from the Charter Affairs team for the Learning Center's roll call. Learning Center, if you can unmute your line for the roll call. Do I have a representative for Visalia on the line?
Hi, Jillian. Jenny Boone here for Visalia. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. Thank you, Learning Center. You can place your line back on mute.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll ask Marvin Smith to give us the pledge.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I stand ready for the Holy Spirit. One nation, under God, indivisible, in the liberty and justice for all.
Hey, staff introductions.
Well, thank you very much, President Adam, members of the board, learning centers online, and staff in attendance. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good evening.
Good evening. Shelley Haynes, Superintendent of Schools, and sharing that Jerry Vincent will not be joining us this afternoon.
Good evening. Goggin Deep Gale, Area Superintendent.
Evening. Darren Bauer, COL.
Evening. Bill Thompson, Attorney for the School.
Thank you. Anyone online who needs to speak?
Thank you. This is Geeta Sharipi, CFO with LLAC.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Good afternoon. Christiana Purcell, Principal of Crescent Valley Public Charter.
Thank you.
And good afternoon. Rafael Aguilar, Director of State and Federal Programs.
Thank you. Okay, item E. At this point, may I get a motion to approve the agenda for the April 21st, 2026, regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. There's a motion by Ruth Newell, second by Marvin Smith. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item F. I get a motion to 3rd, 2026, regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Thank you. There's a motion by Dana Clark, second by Marvin Smith. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. There are two items on the consent agenda. Number one, the board will be asked to approve the 26-27 employee handbook. And number two, the board will be asked to approve the 26-27 parent student handbook. Does any board member want to pull any consent agenda item for further discussion at this time? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Thank you. That was a motion by Ruth Newell, second by Danny Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item 3, public comment. This time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board. whether or not the item is on the agenda. Time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were there any written comments submitted to the board prior to the start of the meeting?
Good afternoon. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team. I'm here to report that there are no members of the public who submitted written comments or have requested to speak today.
Thank you, Shelley. Moving on to item 4, school reports and information. Item A, finance update. Gita Shreefi.
Thank you, board. So I'd like to go over an update on a line of credit that the school maintains. This document is updated as of March 30th, 2026. As you see, the school maintains $1 million of line of credit with an interest rate of 7.25%. The interest rate fluctuates with prime rate, so we'll just watch that. And if any changes, I'll notify the board. The expiration date is June 3rd, 2027, and the school has maintained all the requirements that the bank asked us to prepare for to reflect the good financial health, and the school has always maintained those. As far as the line of credit, the school has not drawn from this line. And then on the lower section, you see LLAC's update. The school also maintains $500,000 at a fixed rate of 6%, and this was approved through a promissory note for this fiscal year. And again, the school hasn't drawn from this line either, and if ever in the future there is a need for tapping into any line of credit, we'll look at other options as well, just to ensure the school can receive the lowest interest rate. And with that, I conclude my finance update section. If any questions, happy to discuss with the board. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item B, principal update. Christiana Purcell.
Good evening, board members. It is so good to see everyone again. I am wondering, I can't, there it is, right there. Thank you so much. I'll start with our enrollment snapshot for learning period 8, having increased from 947 students to 1,010 this school year. CBPC's enrollment continues to skyrocket as we are currently at 1,050 total enrollments as of April 21st. Continuing to serve predominantly socioeconomically disadvantaged Latino Hispanic youth, and we see a grad rate of 64%, ADA utilization of 94%, overall credit completion of 3.47, and core credit completion of 1.89. Next slide, please. In this slide, despite a slight decrease in core credit completion, we see our overall credit completion and ADA utilization are holding steady, similar to last year, and both still showing an increase from the prior LP. Our one-year DOS cohort graduation rate reached 63.51% in LP 8, but as of today, we are actually at 76.7%. Staff keeps striving for more, and students continue rising to the challenge. Next slide, please. This slide highlights some post-secondary exploration where our students had the opportunity to tour COS, our College of the Sequoias. And experiences like this are important because they expose our students to college and career pathways, helping them envision their future beyond high school. Next slide, please. This slide highlights our intention to continue building and celebrating student interest and participation in dual enrollment CTE. We wanted to share a moment from our students' dental assistant graduation ceremony. And we also had an exciting opportunity a few weeks ago where we were able to showcase our dental program and the thriving partnership we have with Kingsburg School of Dental Assisting. This moment includes reporter Jessica Harrington from ABC 30 Action News interviewing our very own Gagandeep Gill and a North Region student highlighting how the program is helping students gain work-ready skills and opening doors to post-secondary career opportunities. Will you play the video, please?
Hands-on learning program based in Kingsburg is giving students a chance to begin a career in healthcare.
AXA News anchor Jessica Harrington explains that program preparing students to become dental assistants in just 6 weeks.
Twice a week, 18-year-old Angelica Lopez puts on her protective gear to take care of her patients.
Go ahead and open.
She's not a certified dental assistant just yet, but she's working on it through Learn for Life's partnership with Kingsburg Dental School.
I'm going to go ahead and do these front teeth.
Learn for Life is a network of nonprofit charter schools focused on personalized learning. Gangandeep Gill is the area superintendent. She says this program is in line with Learn for Life's mission to prepare students for their next steps.
Our goal is to, by the time the students leave, to either the three E's, to enlist, employability, or go beyond their education.
Learn for Life students who are at least 18 are able to enroll in the six-week program and get hands-on experience in a real office under dentist Dr. Severa Mann.
It gives them a stepping stone and taking them from a typical classroom setting into real life, how it would be once they start finding a job.
Dr. Mann says since the pandemic, dental assistants have been in high demand. During the six-week program, students earn all necessary certifications, including basic principles of dental assisting, infection control, and their x-ray license. They're encouraged to begin applying for jobs throughout their training, so they have one waiting for them as soon as they're done.
I'm gonna go ahead and rinse.
Lopez says in just the first 4 weeks, she's become more accountable and has improved her communication skills. She had never considered a career in the dental field, but now says once she completes the program, she wants to take the next step and become a registered dental assistant. She recommends other students also take part.
This is like a great opportunity to just, not necessarily if you want to stay in this field, but a good opportunity to try it out and be able to learn hands-on and learn new things, not just dental, but like life lessons as well.
There are about 15 students per cohort. At the end of this school year, about 100 Learn for Life students will have completed the program. In Kingsburg, Jessica Harrington, ABC 30, Action News.
Thank you. So exciting. Next
slide, please. Prosecutors to transfer the teen girl.
And next slide. Yep, there we go. Here we are highlighting our latest Pizza with a Professional event that covered maritime jobs and business. Our guest speaker spoke about his journey toward creating his own charter fishing business in Alaska and the steps he took to gain his captain's license. Our students asked questions about what other jobs they could obtain with that license over some pizza and chats with the guest speaker. We had about 14 students in attendance, and they were with him for over a course of an hour, and we continue to look forward to our future speakers. Next slide, please. This slide captures a few moments from our first annual college and career fair that took place right in our upstairs learning center with about 13 local businesses and schools participating. Our students were given maps to guide them through a loop of participants as they stopped at each booth and gathered information about possible job or post-secondary education opportunities and a little more. In the next slide, please. A popular booth during the fair was the local barber school East Meets West, where they offered our students free haircuts. It was a great day overall, with conversations flowing and a lot of genuine interest and curiosity. Next slide, please. And then a recent career trip experience by our students showed how they were able to explore their individual passions connected to marine biology, and this was at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. They were able to engage in a deep sea biology lab and use microscopes to study real marine specimens up close. Next slide, please. Both our girls and boys basketball teams did an amazing job this season. Our North Region Athletic Director shared how our Learn for Life girls basketball circuit delivered high-stakes showdown that proved defense wins championships. He stated how in a grit-and-grind final, Crescent Valley Visalia claimed the top spot, narrowly defeating a tough Crescent View West Manchester squad. It wasn't an easy road to get to the final championship game for the boys team, but they did prevail in the tournament, beating Hamford for first place. Next slide, please.
And lastly, we had over 150 students, staff, parents, and families attend our fourth quarter PAC ELAC meeting, where we honored students who excelled in either academics, character, or leadership. Additionally, we had some of our community partners in attendance, including Valley Strong Credit Union, CSET, Read for Life, and the Family Healthcare Network. So this concludes my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
One question. On the dental students, are they practicing on each other, or are they practicing on other people?
They have to bring their own people from the community members to practice on their own guests.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, item C, California Community School Partnership Program Implementation Grant Update, Ricky White.
Thank you, Board, and I apologize. I was on the wrong link when we started. So I'm going to talk about the Community Schools Partnership in our second year of implementation. Next slide, please. So the funding that we're going to highlight as staff and personnel, we hired a community liaison, and we provide academic guidance with that, career planning, consistent student engagement, and social-emotional support. We also use some of the funding for experiential learning. Shaver Lake is one of our trips that we take our students to with a focus on social-emotional learning, teamwork, leadership, personal growth skills, and connecting to the school, creating a sense of belonging. We also fund college and career opportunities. We do college and career field trips. We provide real-world experiences for the students, workforce exposure, and post-secondary options. And also professional development. For our staff, they engage in instructional strategies. They integrate social-emotional learning and practices and strengthen capacity to support diverse student capacity. Next slide, please. So what's next? One, we'd like to deepen the impact through data and measurable outcomes. Two, expand and formalize student pathways. Three, scale experiential learning opportunities. Four, strengthen community partnerships and sustainability. And five, invest in staff development and leadership capacity. Next slide, please. And our needs are wants. We want to sustain and strengthen core student supports. Two, we want to maintain and expand experiential learning opportunities, especially focusing on social-emotional learning. And we want to ensure access to college and career pathways. Next slide, please. That concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item D. Career Technical Education Incentive Grant Update, Kitty Catania.
Good afternoon, Board. This short presentation is just to apprise you of a new grant we were awarded, the Career Technical Education Innovation Grant. The State Board of Education approved this funding in March, and you can see there on the slide. The purpose is really just strengthening and expanding career technical education. And just a reminder there that these grant funds have to supplement, not supplant, other funds. So for instance, if you had a teacher that was an intervention teacher being paid out of the basic LCAP funding with a CTEC grant, you can't then start paying them with the CTEC grant funding because you already have that existing. So again, this is to expand and strengthen career tech ed. So as we go to the next slide, you can see what the various most common allowable expenditures are. This money will start July 1, and it's a two-year grant. So it goes July 1 through June 30th. And as part of the application for this grant that we submitted, It will pay for half-time career tech ed, additional teacher at every one of our LEAs. So they'll be in Visalia, they'll be getting another half-time teacher. We'll probably pay for the other half of the teacher through the community school grant that Ricky was just talking about. So there again, we can use those things, many in Christiana's report, those field trips, career night, the dental program that's $5,000 a student, all those things are paid through either a community schools grant, this type of CTIG grant, or the Golden State funding grants. It also includes, of course, car rentals because we have to transport the students from Visalia to Kingsburg for the Dental Academy, and our Certified Nurses Assistance Program, the CNA program, their clinical hours for that, they are currently doing at an acute care and convalescent home in Selma. We have to find homes that work with our kids. So, and the CTIG is also one of the requirements is that you have the students and staff, the career tech ed staff, attend the state conferences in their area. So in the area of healthcare, we have that teacher with some students attend. It's called HOSA, the Health Occupation Student Association Conference. So those are some of the typical. We can also, though, however, one of the provisions of this grant is also supporting students as they complete courses towards earning graduation and credits. So we can also use this money such as to hire tutors to help students in content areas if they need it so that they can also graduate in addition to the career tech ed programs. And then as with any grant, always very important to know what can you not spend the money on so you make sure you don't have to give money back when the auditors come. So the next slide shows you what are the non-allowables. And with CTIG, it is actually the types of things that you would expect the district to provide to a regular teacher, such as a desk, a student desk, a computer. Those things have to be continued to be supplied by the LEA. And on this grant, you are allowed to travel within the state, like I say, for the state association grants, but there's no allowable travel outside of the United States. So the funding that I told you that will start on July 1 for 2 years is $119,000, $119,045. And just as an FYI, we are currently through December finishing up our last CTIG grant, which was for $121,652. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions or concerns from the board? Thank you very much. Item E, Local Control and Accountability Plan Goals and Metrics, Rafael Aguilar.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Appreciate the time here. It's always a pleasure to share the progress that's taking place here at the school. So my report will be talking about the local control and accountability plan, go over some of the metrics, and then follow up with the school survey report. So next page, please. So this LCAP here, this helps the school guide the school in tracking the progress and monitoring the LCAP over time. So in addition to that, you see that the report that you have, we added 24-25 end of year data. We also updated some of the LCAP outcomes with 25-26 metrics, and those were between LP1 and LP5. In addition to that, this report drives the work on the LCAP and the cycle of continuous improvement. Next slide, please. So I want to talk about how we follow the accountability plan here. So if you see on the top, which is the implementation of the plan, that takes place in July through August. During that time, we're making sure that we're implementing all the goals and the actions. As we move on to the next part, which is our monitor progress, that happens in July and October. our staff and teachers and educators are always following, making sure that we are adhered to that. In addition to that, we follow down to the bottom, which is sharing our progress, and that happens during November and December. We report on the mid-year report to all our educational partners. Then we follow afterwards, which is at the bottom. We gather our input. That happens January through February. We're evaluating our progress and also sharing that with our educational partners. We continue moving on to evaluate and revise, and that takes place in March and April. During this time, we provide a draft. We start working on that and start sharing that with our educational partners as well. And then we move up here right now, which says feedback and adaptations, which is currently happening in April. And then we present this draft to our educational partners during our ELAC Impact meeting. And we get the feedback and make sure that we are adhering to what we say we're going to do throughout the year. Going on to the next slide, please. So here are some highlights and some areas that we want to focus on for Crescent Valley. Goal number one, which is increased academic progress. You can see here that for our graduation rate for DAS seniors, we have 97%. In addition to that, our EL progress, which is our English learner progress, at 40.5%, which earned us a maintained status. Area we're going to focus on this year is continue improving our credit completion to 4.0, which you heard currently with Christiana. We are 3.47, which is always pretty close to making that 4.0. For goal number two, students will gain skills in college and career readiness. Data we like to highlight is that on our ELA of the dashboard, that we've increased to 18.2 points. Which is, in addition to that, we've also give access to CTE courses and completion rate. Area to focus on, we'll continue to work on preparing students to take the ELA Math CAS course with proficiency. Goal number three, increase student retention. Area to highlight, attendance rate has shown improvement to 93.57. And in addition to that, the area we'll focus on, we'll continue work increasing the retention rate to 85% here, okay, or close to 90. For goal number four, increase educational partners. We see here that we have 99% of our students feel safe. In addition to that, the focus will be is to continue improving parent participation, not only participation, but also engagement in our school activities. So this completes the LCAP data metrics. I'll be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you very much. Any questions or concerns from the board? Thank you very much. Item F, school survey report. Ravel.
All right, so moving on to our school report here, you can see here that our attendance, our participation rate is pretty strong overall with our enrollment here. For our student participation, we had over 1,000 students, 1,017. Parent participation was 387. Staff was 84. Our staff worked really hard to get these numbers here as they promoted this through online and getting parents to participate as they came into some of these meetings. Going on to the next slide, please. A little bit about the survey. This survey here is a tool and very helpful for us to work on the comprehensive planning, which is our LCAP, and make sure that we start planning for next school year. In addition to that, we use some of the data to help us develop the 26-27 LCAP. In addition to that, also meets our indicator priority number six, which is provide our school climate survey. In addition to that, it also meets our state requirements, making sure that we have a survey, looking at students' perception of safetiness and connectedness. And finally, the research here shows that a positive school climate directly impacts indicators of success, such as increased teacher retention, decreased incidence of violence, and we see higher student achievement. Going on to the next slide, please. Right, here are a couple of results. We had a lot of information here, but I want to share some of the highlights here and which are aligned with our LCAP. So for our students surveyed, we see here for question number one, students feel safe to the school here. There's 98% show that they are safe here. In addition to that, you can see here for the academics at the schools are preparing for them in school and college, it's a 97.74% favorable. Going on to the next slide. For parents, you can see here that 97.94% showed that they're encouraged to participate in school events and workshops. In addition to that, we see 99.49% of the parents say that the school provides a quality education that focuses on academic success for each child. And the next slide, please. Here's our staff survey. We see here 97.62. Our staff say they feel connected to the school. In addition to that, we see 100% of our staff here state that they really care about all the students. So this concludes my report on survey. Any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item G, CDE notification of the 24-25 annual determination pursuant to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act and selection for the 25-26 special education monitoring activities. Amy McIntosh.
Good evening.
Bill DeMartin will be actually presenting. Sorry, Bill.
That's okay. Yes, I'm Bill DeMartin. I'm a program specialist supervisor for the North Region. I'm going to be presenting on behalf of Amy McIntosh, our Regional Director of Student Services. And let me see. In support of the implementation of IDEA, the CDE sends each school an annual determination letter indicating the school's status related to special education compliance. You have received a copy of this letter in your board packet. For monitoring purposes, all small LEAs participate in cyclical monitoring activities to gather data around the implementation of IDEA and the provision of a free and appropriate education in the least restrictive environment. In the 2026 monitoring year, the annual determination for CBPC2 has been identified as meets requirements. I'm happy to share that in the 2026 monitoring, CBPC2 was compliant with IEP timelines. We will continue to participate in a series of informational webinars and workshops hosted by the CDE and our SELPA that are designed to support the compliance and improvement monitoring activities for small LEAs. This concludes my section. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item H, the current vendor list. Agadeep Gill.
Thank you, President Adams. The vendor list is located on pages 269 to 271 of your board packet. The attachment is a listing of all the school's vendors with a brief description of their services. As you can see, the list includes vendors who provide varying services, including professional development, technology, healthcare, benefits, etc. We present this list to the board as an informational item twice a year for your review. Please review the list for any potential conflicts of interest. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to myself or Bill Thompson. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item I, the 26-27 draft board meeting dates. That's on page 273 of your board packet. And it includes the dates for 26-27. Tuesday, September 1st, 2026 at 5. Tuesday, October 13th at 5. Tuesday, December 8th at 5. Tuesday, February 16th at noon. Tuesday, March 2nd at 5. Tuesday, April 20th at 5. And Thursday, June 30th at 4. And same location. And please annotate your calendars. Item 5, action items. Item A. The board will be asked to approve the charter school's renewal application and recertification for dashboard alternative school status. Agadeep Gill.
The CDE DAS division recently updated its recertification instructions. The renewal application process for existing application based on DAS goals for the 2026-27 accountability year and 2027 dashboard is anticipated to open later this year. LEAs and schools are encouraged to regularly monitor the CDE DAS webpage for the most current information, updates, and application timelines. Due to the recent update by the CDE DAS division, they will not be asked to take action on this item right now. Due to this recent update, no action is required at this time. Staff will continue to monitor the CDE DAS webpage for the official recertification process and timelines during the 2026-27 period. This item will be brought back to the governing board for review and recommended action once additional information becomes available. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? See item A come back at a different date. Item B, board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Gita Sharifi.
Thank you, Board. There are two sections in the accounting manual I'd like to go over with the board. These are recommendations. They are redlined in your packet as well, so you see where the changes are. So the updates make two main changes to the accounting manual, and both are meant to make transactional approvals more clear and documented system-based. First, for the checks over $25,000. The old language allowed the second facsimile signature to be used with an email approval from an authorized designee. The new language replaces that email step with an approval through the Microid system workflow, meaning the approval is now documented in the purchasing system rather than a separate email. Second, for the purchase orders, the old language required any purchases over $25,000 to be reviewed and signed by a board member. The new language replaces that with a broader electronic approval workflow in Microids for all purchase orders based on authorization limits. It also changes the board threshold so that only purchase orders over $50,000 are later sent to the board for ratification and signature. With these changes, the school is moving from a manual approval process to a formal electronic process that provides an audit trail while maintaining board oversight for larger purchases. So these are the two recommendations, and I thank the board for your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5B?
Second.
Thank you. That was a motion by James Lott, second by Dana Clark. And any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with five yes votes. Item C, the board will be asked to approve the declaration of need forms as a prerequisite to the issuance of an emergency permit and or limited assignment permit for teachers at the school for the 26-27 school year per California Code of Regulations, Section 80026, Gogneep-Deep-Gill.
Thank you. The Declaration of Needs is a routine document stating that despite a diligent search, we may need to hire intern teachers or teachers without full English learner authorization. This includes out-of-state credentialed teachers or those credentialed before EL authorization was required. We estimate needing 10 staff members to complete their EL authorization and 5 interns without a full California preliminary credential. Thank you.
Thank you. May I
add a comment to that just to clarify a statement I said to you earlier today? Those are two different numbers. The last page is for intern teachers, and the first page is for CLAD and EL teachers. So it was a mistake that I said earlier. I wanted to clarify for you. They should not be the same number.
Any further discussion or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5C?
Standards.
Thank you. There's a motion by Myra Sis, second by James Locke. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with five yes votes. Item 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you much, President Adams. I want to thank Christiana, principal, for her report. It's amazing when you think about this, the scope that we're enabling these young students to take a look at the dental thing, the program, the CTE programs, and tied in directly with college and career, not just career, not just college, college and career, so that they can get these programs by advancing their education and then get into these trades that we all recognize that are definitely going to be needed in the future. So you're opening those doors, and I really appreciate that. And I want to thank this board for their oversight of these opportunities for these kids and being out there and making those votes that they can get along with that. Without that help, we're struggling. So thank you so much for your effort, and thank you so much for the effort of all of you guys. Back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Ms. Haynes?
I was going to say ditto, but also I think it's worth calling out the enrollment for CD Public and them being creative in taking on those additional online kids. I know they served, I don't know the number off the top of my head, how many are online, but I have a big investment in that school, because when I had it, it was at like 400. And so just with some tweaks to the program, relationships with schools that have been built in the years since then, and opening up to online kids, because that's where kids are going, is online. I'm blown away at over 1,000 kids. I'm wondering, like, where do they, minus the online kids, but that learning center has got like a funky layout, you know, with a staircase dead in the middle of it. It's just a funky layout. So kudos to that whole team for over 1,000 kids. So kudos to Gil and your whole team.
Thank you. It's definitely a team effort, and we have about 286 students who are online, and the rest are in person. And just to maximize space, we're looking at remodeling, you know, the existing spaces to be able to add more space for our students.
Mr. Brown?
Nothing more to add.
Mr. Gagandibio?
They're doing a great job, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Ms. Thompson? Anything?
Just wanted to really say it's gratifying to see this emphasis on the career tech from education. I really am impressed by that.
Thank you. Any board member have any questions or comments?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment again. I really am impressed with Channel 5, with the advertisement.
Yeah, it's good. That was really good.
Really noticeable.
A star over here.
She's signing autographs after the meeting.
And we started that dental program 2 years ago, and so it was a very small program. So at the end of this school year, we're projected to have 100 students who have completed it.
That's great.
So we're very excited, you know, and just like Katie had presented, with all the CTEC grants and all the grants, we've had this opportunity to be able to pay for, you know, the cost for our students.
It's the utilization of those grants that's so important. Otherwise, it can slip right through them, you know, that they've done very well.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Legal counsel has advised that there is no need for a closed session today, so we'll move on to item 8, closing items. Our next regular board meeting date is June 4th, 2026 at 4 p.m. May I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Yes, get home in time.
There's a motion by Dana Clark, second by Ruth Newell. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.
Great. Thank you.